this is the one that I just got the updated drawings to Marla today. Those just hit my computer this morning, actually, as I was driving over. So this is when I came in for my pre-application meeting. I sat down with Marla and discussed all four of these sites. This was the only one where we both have a concern, just since it's a very large parcel, but it is right in the middle, surrounded by a bunch of houses. So the new plans, which she said she was going to print for you guys, do have a fall radius showing that even if the tower was to fall over on its side, that it would not impact any property lines or residential structures. And aside from that, towers are actually designed to collapse. They don't fall over. The foundations are like skyscraper. So if the tower should fail, I mean, in absolute worst case scenario, this is kind of the area that it would fall in.
I think safety is a concern, but aesthetics of what it would be and how close it is to other homes would be something that I would be interested in.
Sure, yeah.
Having a better understanding, not that's necessarily a little, tonight, but...
That's a little hard to see, but we do have the measurements on there. The tower itself would be on the... from the west property line is 409 feet away, and from the east property line is 400 feet away. And that's just the property line, you know, not to the other residential structures off the parcel that we're proposing.
You've already got a lease?
Yes, we already have a lease in place.
Okay. So see, this parcel's access from over here. That's why it's 418
okay.
to that home. But they're going to use this access point for the tower.
And the other three, there aren't a lot of residential properties close by?
Not anywhere near as close as this.
Okay.
Here's where Reinhardt, and here's where Sherry View goes left.
That's
and then,
right behind Kirby Food Grade, metal building. Yeah.
In Meadows.
That Bill Sales and Service right here in that metal building, isn't it? You used to be. Don't matter. I'm good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right.
It is an interesting area to try to cover because of how quickly the elevation drops off. That was one of the reasons that we looked at this property. Also, just the size of the property. You know, it has substantial amounts of trees all the way around it. So visually speaking, the impact really shouldn't be that great. Unless you're, you know, further away, then you might see the top of the tower. But the base and, you know, probably the first 100 feet or so is going to be almost completely screened by existing vegetation around the property. Yep, it's actually just down by that group of trees. Just
this group right here?
Yep, kind of right there.
Any other questions for the applicant?
And I'll show all. Do I need to show you all the locations?
No,
which I will in the public hearing.
Yeah,
we'll pull them up individually.
I think, you know, if you have any concerns of communicating with the neighborhood, and because it'll a lot of what will take place at the public hearing is, you know, anybody that's not interested or happy about what's going on will voice their opinion. So, but that'll be December 9th. And
you will need to get with Road and Bridge on the entrances to make sure all of them are kosher.
Okay. Even though it's existing?
Well, not on the existing, but I'm sure some of them are going to be.
Actually... Make sure that one's existing.
How will you access the one over Cedar Hall?
Yeah, I think that's the only one that is not existing.
The Cedar Hollow one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's below Corby and Lisa Lux's home there, down the hill.
Yeah.
But even on the existing, I'm assuming you would have large trucks coming in and maybe not wide enough, for instance. I don't know. I haven't personally looked at them. So.
I haven't been told that we would need to replace any culverts or anything at this time, but really, I mean, there's the biggest thing that's going to be out there is when they stack the tower, they'll bring a crane out. But other than that, it's really, I mean, typically, like, after construction, it's just a regular pickup truck. There'll be concrete trucks and stuff that come in to pour the foundation. But I can definitely check in with Road and Bridge. I'm just used to doing that kind of when we're farther along in the zoning process. Because we also don't have, these are still preliminary construction drawings. We don't have final stamp CDs or anything yet. So that's normally what I take to, Missouri Department of Transportation or someone like that. They want to see signed, sealed.
All right. I think we're good. December 9th.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good evening.
We have about 4 years. We're going to have to board one time.
Next, we've got Tanco Lumber relocation, U.S. Highway 160.
Your applicant, SMJ Real Estate Holdings, LLC, seeking a Division 3 approval for the ability to move the current Tanco Lumber business from State Highway H, Forsyth, to a new location on two parcels with an approximate total of 1.9 acres, according to the assessor's information. This was the old Bob's Easy stop. Here's State Highway 176. Of course, Forsyth's back here behind us. This parcel, of course, currently was Bob's Easy Stop. John told me they found the old lumberyard stuff there. But they're wanting to currently use both parcels. So this parcel had been nothing but a residential blank parcel. So it hadn't had any kind of Division 3 approval. So we're just bringing them both at the same time. And your applicant's here if you got any questions for him. They're both here.
All right.
They're both men.
Yep.
Good evening.
Good evening. I currently own the property that used to be Bob's Easy Stop, and I purchased that. Had a convenience store there for a little while. Closed that business down and are looking to remodel the property and move our family business that's been in the area for over 20 years to that location.
Has any work been going on in that area to the building?
Yeah, we've been, when I had it as the convenience store, I remodeled the inside.
Yeah.
And currently remodeling the outside.
Outside of
it, yeah.
Because
it is in dire need. It was the insurance company, I actually had an insurance claim on it from the hailstorm that came through. And they've paid for redoing the roof, which the whole roof was rotted, so we had to redo the whole entire roof as well as a lot of the exterior walls as well, too. You know, we were putting new siding on it, which was all rotted, which we've had to do some extensive remodels there.
Johnny, at one time when I was doing wastewater, we talked about it, but then I took this position. You guys went ahead and put the new wastewater system in there, repaired it? Or?
That's correct.
Okay.
When I had the convenience store there about a year ago, we put brand new septic system in, all new lines. Pretty much everything in there has been completely redone at some point now.
You want to move the one from H up here?
That's correct. The local business that's there is looking to expand and has got a contract for the current property that we have. They've already been removed and been submitted to DNR and the Missouri Petroleum Storage Tank Insurance Fund, completed all that paperwork and all that's turned into the state.
Any other questions?
Will you have any access off of Squirrel Road?
There's currently access behind Squirrel Road there. We're planning on putting a gate there. I have a site map that I don't know if you guys have that, but I'd give that to Scott of our proposed entrances into the property with semis and trucks. I've also spoke to Dusty already with MoDOT, who's got that as well too, and is looking at how he wants us to redo the driveways and the access, because there's currently one that's 100 and something feet long, and he wants us to bring that one down more to MoDOT's current standards.
Looking nice.
Thank you.
Scott, I've got a question. Can you zoom in the property just behind the one that's highlighted? I know there's slippage on lines, but how does that property access?
That property actually has an easement on my property there, which is that paved road, okay. Which is what we're looking at to expand for the semis to actually come in on that side, and then they'll circle back out. Still on our property, kind of where you see the gas tanks currently sit.
Did you get this in there, or were we waiting for the public hearing? Did Marla put that in?
Yes.
So they'll access.
Pass that around, then I'll get it back.
They'll actually access through the easement and then back out where the existing gas stations were. The front, we're going to do retail parking parallel on the road where the gas pumps currently were. And so you'll access there for the retail side and then back out the entrance on the far southeast corner of the property. We are going to put a privacy fence along the whole back where the two residents are and on the left side where that residence is. The red house is on the shared well with us. The well's on our property, and he's a shared well. The one residence there on the left side, he's at the property almost every day watching us remodel and is been excited and happy to see the improvements to the property. And then the gentleman in the back there is, I believe, just a renter for that property.
All right. We'll see you December 9th.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next, we've got 132 Logano.
I'm Joe Hoke, and I'm here on behalf of the Bardwells as a representative for them.
Bardwells are out of town, just out of town. So, applicants Michael and Kelsey Bardwell are seeking Division 3 special use permit for nightly rental of the villa located at 132 Logano Way, Branson Creek. The villa is a three-bedroom. The applicants also own the villa at 130, which is the adjoining villa, Logano Way, and they currently have a special use permit for nightly rental on it that was approved March 11th, 2019, and that's this one here. And they bought the adjoining villa, so now they own them both. Zoom out a little bit to give you a location.
So, Scott, I'm sorry I missed that. So the other unit has been approved?
It was approved March 11th, 2019. It's currently owned by the applicant, and it has the nightly rental special use approval. Then they bought the adjoining villa, so they're seeking that same use for the adjoining. A little bit of the difference in the villas. If this one, you remember, we had a driveway problem. This one's the very last bit of access is straight off the highway. It's basically the only difference.
Yeah.
I think Kelsey and Michael also wanted me to point out that there is a buffer between the homes that runs from essentially, I think, the street on back to the back, like all the way through the middle of the back porch that y'all may have already approved in another duplex in that area as an actual buffer. She hasn't let me stay there, so I can't say too much.
This one's pretty straightforward. I think we're well educated on that subdivision. You know, I think there's I think we're good to go. December 9th.
Okay.
Appreciate your patience.
Yeah, of course. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on a